call attention to Davis, and on his way, they promote him, and this is the first time.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Yeah. I hope you're all right.
Come in, boys.
Well, what's the news this morning? You've done your bit this morning?
I've done it twice.
Twice. How do you old voice now?
My voice gets better every minute.
That's all right, never mind. You know, you hear that trouble. Ross McIntyre and I had a solution.
Is he all right?
Good to see him meet. Good to meet you. 20 minutes. You can take a quote, I think. You'll get the words of a beautiful singer. Beautiful singer for 20 minutes.
You'll have to see it.
That, anytime you go wrong on that, you go right in there.
We know a problem
to take
might be able to use that.
Yes, we do. We're not giving away the problem.
Off the record.
I don't dare talk about politics, though.
What?
I don't dare talk about politics.
Oh, it can't go.
I got an egg this morning.
I think the only news I have this morning is that on a list of promotions, the interesting thing relates to the promotion of General Major General Ammons, GHQ Air Force Commander, to be Lieutenant General, which is the same rank as that held by the Corps Area Commanders, plus a great many other promotions. The present expansion, Steve got this for you, of the Army will increase the active strength from 227,000 to 1,400,000 in this year, and that's at this fiscal year. The increased strength makes necessary the organization activation of many new units. It permits a large expansion of the Air Corps. It increases manifold the activities and the size of the manufacturing arsenals and depots. The expansion cannot be carried out without proper leadership, and proper rank must be accorded to the leader. Following temporary promotions are essential to meet the requirements of the present phase of the expansion. They're all temporary promotions, of course. As the Army increases, as more new units, more training sectors, their centers are set up. And as the selective service system brings new trainees and large numbers to the colors, additional temporary promotions will be necessary. This is the second list. We had one already. Clemens goes up to Lieutenant General on the theory that the GHQ Air Force, in fact, is in its relationship to the Army at least of equal importance to a Corps Area Command. And the Corps Area Commanders for some time have been Lieutenant Generals. Then a number of brigadiers go up to Major General for the Corps and Division Commanders. Post Artillery, three colonels, infantry one colonel, goes up. Field artillery, one colonel goes up. Cavalry, two colonels go up. And on that, it's rather an interesting fact that among those two colonels that go up on the record, one of them is Colonel Davis, Benjamin O. Davis, who I think is the, far I know, is the first colored man who's ever been a brigadier general. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ordnance colonels go up to Corps, one chemical warfare, and one Corps of Engineers. In other words, you have to have the correct rank for a given command. And I think if you want, this is I'll give you this now, background stuff. Not only background. In time of war, it's a pretty important thing, of course, to keep overhead down. At the same time, it's pretty important to keep the rank of officers in line with the number of men they command or the importance of their work. The other day we were up in Philadelphia. We saw the Frankfurt Arsenal flying 7,500 men. Well, 7,500 men across anywhere in the field would rate at least the Brigadier General. However, the man up there, this had nothing to do with individuals, the man up there was a colonel, pretty well up on the top of the list, ordnance. And he is in this list today, being promoted to a Brigadier General. In the same way, a man who's running a private establishment, we might want to shift him to some other private establishment, because there are a great many private establishments in case of war, turn out solely army material. It's perfectly possible that we might take a $75,000 a year man who's running a 7,500 men factory and make him a Brigadier General. But you certainly save the government money. You see the point. In other words, we're trying to fit the rank to the number of men commanded or the importance of the job.
President, how far down do these temporary promotions go?
These only go down to colonel.
One
lieutenant colonel. All the rest are colonels.
The reason I ask for the young fellows out of the academy to full service, of course, in the last 2 years, with a great many reserve officers coming into the mountains, the biggest line officers rather than.
They all go up on merit equally. No discrimination. They all go up equally. No, what? They don't have to be nominated to the Senate. I think the thing is going on as a regular process, the way it did during the World War.
Mr. President, there'll be a vacancy on the District of Columbia Public Utilities Commission in a few days. Has that come up to you as well?
I don't think so. That's rough.
Mr. President, there seems to have been some misunderstanding about whether you might go to Chicago before election.
I don't believe it could have been a misunderstanding. So I've done, I don't know, I suppose 20 times in press conferences, just as soon as the international situation quiets down, makes it possible for me to be away from more than the limit I set, which is 12 hours, I'm going to various parts of the country, including the Middle West. Well, after election, I'll be quite frank, if the situation passed down, I would go to Warm Springs for Thanksgiving. See, that's more than 12 hours. But if it doesn't quiet down, and at the present moment, as you all know from reading the papers, it hasn't quieted down, I have to be within easy distance.
Misunderstanding
at the other end, not here. All right.
Mr.
President,
did you care to indicate what the general
phase
of the international situation is now
maybe
receiving your special attention?
I don't think so. I got just you both in the papers. And I also get a lot of dispatches which confirm some of the things in the papers and some of the don't. It's all rather speculative.
The reason I asked was because there's been numerous queries alleging or insinuating that possibly some inquiries would be addressed to you through Spain.
I haven't done anything like that, John. But if you know, again, like you want background, this has got to be background, can't be attributed to me. Just to take an example, you've got in the papers four different situations. any one of which might get worse. On the other hand, any one of them might get better. There are first question of Spain, as you mentioned. Secondly, the question of French speech, which you know is from the papers that day, is under discussion. The great time over there. And third is Greece and the Balkans. And the fourth is the Far East. So there you have, at the present moment, and things change often fast, four possibilities of trouble. Doesn't mean involvement of us in any way, but it means four kinds of things that have to be done by the president's proclamations. Getting Americans out, executive orders. What do they call it? Tying up of money, freezing of money in banks in this country. In other words, residents have to do something about those things. And that being the case, I can't go more than 12 hours late now.
President, apropos of conversation the other day between Hitler and Marshal Petain, is the French government still in the category of when we follow from our viewpoint or are they part of an unknown?
Well, we certainly have diplomatic relations with them, haven't we?
Have it Germany also.
You're right. And quick.
President, have you anyone in mind for the transportation board and our nation's support sooner or later?
I haven't. I've asked people for suggestions, and I haven't got them all in hand.
Sir, have you anything further to say about Ambassador Kennedy? You made a statement about rumors of his resignation several weeks or days ago. Do you care to make any further?
I think it's just the same as it was then. Do I have anything else for you?
President, your speech in Philadelphia, you said, we are determined during the next 4 years to make our objective work for every young man and woman in America a living fact. Does this, sir, mean that if re-elected, you will, not willing, to serve the full 4-year term?
Of course. The answer is of course. You can quote it if you want. I'm glad you put in God willing, I'd say.
Thank God for breakfast.
There was a man running for Congress in New Jersey from the mouth gets out of Lizzie Riley. The mouth gets out.
Virginia has no absentee ballot law. I think I'm right.
You're right.
Now, suppose you, Liz, a fellow here in Washington, on WPA, and suppose he votes in Bristol.
Objection.
That's a hell of a long trip. You couldn't vote there and get back here the same work day. You couldn't go there on election day and get there in time to vote, having done any work. Now, in the case of that fella, of course, he should be given the whole day.
Given the whole day, but then it's their time, and that's come on his own.
Yeah.
On election day.
Well,
work it out just like they've done before.
Yeah. See, they didn't get that thing asked. I gave them every chance. Huh?
No,
I couldn't pull it.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Just pull it cold.
What sort of word is a sweet question from you know, there, didn't it?
Well, there's a hell of a lot of that going around.
Oh, I'm expecting that one that you had against you in a whispering
case. Oh, yeah.
That you're not going to serve.
Well, how'd you like the answer?
Oh, perfect.
Huh? The question and answer both perfect.
And the answer remarks.
Yeah, that
one. Something here is very private. These boys shouldn't hear
it.
Great to them.
Consultation paid for by the government of the United States and stay here until after election. Why the hell shouldn't we ought to have filed up here for consultation?
The argument fly up with the French and suffer speech.
Well, yes.
The French is plump.
Bill Bullitt's in the same status.
No, there's another campaign party, remember.
Mm-hmm.
But the French and all, I'm going to be listening to stuff that he hasn't got to be known. And he's a good speaker.
He's a brand speaker and another thing. I would very much like to know from him, actually, whether the Germans in Chile are working and praying against my election. It's good to talk to
anything you can tell him.
It's part of the foreign policy of the United States.
How'd you like me to,
I think the thing, will you speak to someone about that?
No, I want to get a story on the walk up. Tim Albert is the Kansas City Star. He doesn't support it very ardently. He says, the thing that I know that happened when a telegrapher of a telegrapher taken a speech, stopped taking it against nothing on their own back. What should you do? speak in Philadelphia?
No.
Did they stop receiving the dark lightning when they were back?
Well, no.
So what was the musician?
No.
The musician was a chipper. But his play said that's a chipper.
No, I do. The band stopped and passed.
Yes. I was having dinner with Harry Carter, Warner Brothers, and his cross-country vice president.
Yes.
We had a portable radio in the room. And these fellows, instead of saying, my God, what a speech, they kept saying, my God, what an audience. My God, what an audience. My God, what an audience. It's everything they're touching.
I hardly finished a point. But they didn't stop before I'd finished it.
They're the most effective response I've ever heard.
Well, it worked.
Oh. And I'm getting telegrams.
And it's going to be very difficult, of course, in Madison Square to duplicate anything like that next Monday night, because on account of the size of Madison Square, there's a very different, your sound system takes a long time to get to the far part of the hall. Very different. You don't want to play it, but you have a different feeling. Your crowd is long ways off.
You did that before.
I
think that's true of Madison Square as against the convention hall.
Yeah. You wait as long as Wilkie waits for him, and for his
above. But,
we'd have time.
Perfect. Maybe we've got to pay a little bit more of attention to the loudspeaker system of Madison Square then.
Yeah.
Because that is the only corrective that I can think of. You can get bad loudspeakers, Mr. President, that ruin anything.
I know it. But I'm inclined to think this. I'm inclined to think this, Steve. Really, we've done it before. Don't like facts. But I think it would be a good thing if some of the organization people were down at the pretty well down the far end of the hall. You see, instead of being a captain. Like that.
Exactly. I get it.
We'll bring in 10 people from the district with us and tell those captains, for heaven's sake, keep the meeting alive. You lead it. Well, that's all right, well, they'll be there anyway.
Kelly was right on that job.
Yes. You bet he was.
Very much.
Very much. And did you notice?
Your signal?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, back to Wells. Did I tell him that if it's okay for him to call Barge up by plane?
Yes.
From the door.
Yeah.
We can get a plane by air.
Yeah. And send Tom Watson to let him in first.
Yes. 5 minutes. 4.